Welcome back to the Society Says podcast, everyone. So glad that you're here listening. Today's episode is me talking about something that I struggle with. For those of you that don't know, I have anxiety. I remember back in freshman year of high school, I had my first anxiety attack during gym class. I didn't know what it was because I had never experienced it before, and I don't think I actually ever experienced anyone else having it. And I remember we were in the baseball unit, which I love baseball, so it was weird that I had anxiety during that time. But I remember I turned to one of my friends and I was like, I can't breathe, like I'm really struggling to catch my breath and I don't know what's going on. And they didn't know either, because I don't think they had experienced an anxiety attack either. But I remember being able to like get over it. It wasn't anything like crazy. It lasted for probably like the rest of gym class, and then I was able to go on with my day. But I remember going back home and telling my mom about it, and she was like, you had an anxiety attack. And she told me that I needed to be careful or else it would get worse and it would hold me back from doing things in life. And that's exactly what I want to talk about today. I believe that, yes, anxiety is very serious, and everybody experiences different levels of anxiety. Some people have it severe, and some people have it in more of a mild case. And people who really struggle with a severe case of anxiety, it really can hold you back from doing certain things in life. But I would like to challenge that today. I would like for you guys to think about ways that you can treat your anxiety if you are in the situation. Think about ways that you can treat that anxiety so that you can continue to do things that you love to do. So today I'm going to tell you guys what I struggle with. So there's a lot of different things. I feel like I should probably say this firsthand, is that there's a lot of things that trigger my anxiety for me, but I'm going to talk specifically about two things today. So, as you all probably know by now, if you have been following my personal Instagram or even Society Says, I think I probably talk about this a little bit. My husband Angel and I travel all the time. We are, I guess, what you would call nomads. We don't exactly have a home. We just live on the road and move from state to state quite frequently. Well, as much as our lives truly do revolve around travel, it also gives me anxiety. There are two things in particular that cause me to struggle with anxiety attacks. One of them is my fear of storms. I laugh a little bit because most people I talk to about this think that is the strangest thing, because most people, I don't know if most people, but most people I've talked to and they discover this fear of mine, they're shocked because they're like, I love storms. I love the smell outside. I love the like looking at storms. I love the downpour, the lightning, the wind, everything. And I can't help but feel so anxious when there is a storm rolling in. But as you know, there are storms everywhere you go. And the reason that I get anxiety from this is because as you travel around the US or around the world, there are different types of climates, different storms that you're going to encounter. And I don't think I really knew how much this affected me until this summer when we started to travel. Because on our drive to our first location for the summer, we were in the middle of a tornado, which that was actually the first time that Angel had ever experienced me freaking out about a storm. Now, Angel doesn't struggle with the same things that I struggle with. So he didn't understand why I was having an anxiety attack when we finally got to our hotel and the tornado siren was going off and I just started to like hyperventilate and not really be able to breathe very well. And he just didn't know how to react. And if he was here with me right now, he would agree that he did not handle it well at all. And that's fine, because in his mind, he doesn't understand. and that I don't expect him to. However, I will say that when I am already feeling anxious about something and fearful about something, and whoever I'm with doesn't handle it well, it makes it 10 times worse. 100%. So him not handling it well just made it even harder for me to breathe and harder for me to calm down, because not only was there this weather that I couldn't control, now that there's my husband that I can't control the way that he's feeling or the way that he's thinking at the moment. So thankfully, that was really the only time that he struggled to be there for me. And it was honestly just because he didn't understand it, and he had never witnessed this before. He had never witnessed someone having anxiety over a storm. And now he's so much better about it, which is so awesome, because we talked about it, and I told him why I feel anxious and where I think it comes from, and we talked about how, like, I feel in the moment when I'm feeling really overwhelmed and anxious about it. And that was so important for us, because now when I'm starting to feel anxious about the weather outside, he can be there for me. And he does these little things that seem like they wouldn't do anything, they wouldn't make a difference, but it makes all the difference. For example, in the middle of the night, if we're both woken up by like heavy downpour or loud thunder, he will just give me a hug and hug me until I feel better. So something as simple as that helps my body to calm down. And I want to emphasize that we are all different. All people who struggle with anxiety, we all handle it differently. We all, there are just different treatments to it. And one treatment might work for someone, but the person next to them, it might make things worse. So I think that it's good to like take advice from people and to listen to what helps other people, but just know that that might not help your situation. And that's why like the theme of this whole episode is for you guys to understand that you really should try experimenting with different treatments so that you can eventually find what works for you so that you can continue to do the things that you love. So I've covered storms. I feel like I've actually talked more openly about this on my social media, talking about how I just like freak out about storms. Honestly, I think that that stems from my childhood. So growing up, my sister was always really afraid of storms. Anytime it would get super windy or really rainy or like crazy lightning and thunder, I would always see her like being scared. And so I think I grew up learning that like storms are scary, because that's the only explanation I can find. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. My dad was someone who would like sit on the roof during a lightning storm because he loves them. But I think that the fear from my sister, I think that overpowered how my dad looked at storms. So I think that's where it comes from ultimately. And so I think that's also where the anxiety comes. Whenever the weather starts to turn bad outside, I start getting anxious because I don't know what to expect. I'm expecting some crazy, scary storm. And my brain, I always expect the worst too. Sometimes I'm right. Sometimes it really is like a horrible storm, but sometimes it ends up being nothing. Like today, for example, I woke up, it was pouring rain outside. I think it was raining from like 3 a.m. all the way until like 10 a.m. And I was kind of feeling anxious all morning because I was just waiting for this crazy storm to come. And I think also with that, if I'm just, you know, rambling on for a second, I grew up in Seattle, for those of you that didn't know that, and so it rains pretty much year-round there. So it's not like the rain makes me feel anxious. However, I haven't lived in Seattle for like 3 years now, and I've only lived in places where when it starts to rain, that means that there's a big storm coming. So I think that's now like a trigger for me. Like it starts raining outside and I'm like, oh, there's a big storm coming, but I have to remember that I'm moving to different states, and that's not always the case. So like in Arizona, every time it rains for the most part, that means a monsoon is coming. Or when I lived in Thailand, well, I mean, everywhere around me was just flooding. So rain kind of just reminds me of that, like tsunamis. just like tsunami season in Thailand. So I think that's also part of what causes me to suddenly feel super anxious. Something that I actually was recommended to do by somebody that I just recently met, because she also finds this very interesting, how I get really nervous. And she suggested that I should go on YouTube and watch storm videos. So watch like videos of lightning or like videos of tsunamis or whatever it is that I'm like really stressed about, or like tornadoes, and watch those videos. But apparently there's videos out there that they have like storms playing, but they also have like really nice, like almost like lullaby music to it, which sounds kind of strange, but I want to try it because I really just want to try to train my brain to look at it differently so that maybe I can at least lower the anxiety that I start to feel when I can see that the weather is changing outside. So enough about storms. I'm going to move on to the next thing that traveling, while I travel, this is another thing that causes me to feel super anxious. And this is actually something I discovered just this summer. Like literally I discovered it just like a couple weeks ago. I like thought about it and I was like, oh my gosh, I think that this makes me feel anxious. So that is driving in new places. And I think people listening can agree with me that road anxiety is a real thing. And I didn't really even consider that at first until I had a conversation with somebody back in our last location that we were, and I actually was driving the van and I had her come with me because I was super nervous. I didn't want to be alone. And I was talking to her about it. I was like, it's kind of strange. Like, I don't know why I'm so nervous to do this. And she was like, well, you probably just have road anxiety. Like, she's like, I have like three friends that have that. And I thought about it and I'm like, oh my gosh, that makes sense. But for me, I think it's only when I'm in new places. So when I think about it, I grew up in Seattle, and that's where I learned to drive. So I was used to the rain. I was used to hydroplaning on the roads. I was used to the darkness every day. And I was used to that heavy population in that area with traffic and all of that. Like, I got used to it. And that's where I learned to drive. I also know that place like the back of my hand. So being familiar with a place really helps to lower that anxious feeling. Then I moved to Utah, which, let's face it, Utah I feel like is pretty easy to drive in. Really the only problem are the drivers itself. The drivers like really like to speed there and just aren't the greatest or the safest. So that was really the only thing that made me feel a little anxious, I guess. But for the most part, like, Utah was pretty easy to adapt to, and same with Arizona. It was also really easy to adapt to that place as well. And I think that's because both those places have really wide roads, and it's not like a cityscape, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, but it's just a little bit more like neighborhood driving, I feel like. So both those places were really easy for me to get used to driving in. In both of the places, it was really just the drivers itself that I had to get used to. But I didn't realize until this summer driving in new cities that I have road anxiety. Like, every time I go to my car, I get so anxious, whether I'm going to the grocery store or meeting with a new friend or I'm going out for a shoot or something. Anytime I'm getting in the car and I'm the one that's driving, I get so anxious. It's gotten to a point where if someone else is with me, I will have them drive, which is weird because growing up, I was always, always the one that drove. I hated being the passenger, and I still do, but I can't get over this because Angel and I aren't in a place long enough to get to know the area. Because again, like I said, if I am familiar with the area, I get way more comfortable with it. So then my anxiety lowers a lot. But we're never in a place long enough for us to really get to know the area enough. So, I mean, we're constantly using like maps to get everywhere. Also, the city that we're in right now, the roads are so bad and so confusing. Even locals here, people who like grew up driving here, agree with this. They're like, yeah, I still don't like driving here. So that just adds to it. Like, it's just kind of a scary place to drive because the roads are just really confusing and really horrible. But I wanted to talk about this today because I want to be open with all of you that, yes, I do travel all the time and it's super great, but that doesn't mean that it's always like easy breezy. I do struggle with anxiety. And I feel like there's probably more that like I am not thinking about, like talking about today. The fact of the matter is that I struggle with anxiety, and not having like a stable life can really like trigger that anxiety. So that's also probably part of it, even though I love not having a home. But like maybe it's like an underlying stress and like I don't even notice it, you know, maybe that's adding to it. But what I'm trying to point out is that there are things that we're going to love to do. People who have anxiety have things that they love to do. And maybe those things are really hard to do because of the anxiety that we struggle with. And I want to challenge you guys to just experiment with different treatments of dealing with your anxiety so that you can still do the things that you love. I mean, there are so many different ways to treat anxiety. You know, some people count backwards. Some people say little sentences to themselves, like under their breath, until they start to calm down. Some people have to physically do a different activity to preoccupy themselves. There are so many different things that you can do, and I just encourage you to really look into that and see what works for you. I actually also want to talk about, before I end this episode, how on top of traveling and feeling this anxiety, every single day I am actually alone from like 7, 8 a.m., somewhere around there. It's kind of always different until like 10 or 11 at night. And so if there's a storm coming in, something that's making me anxious, I only have myself. I don't have my husband here to help me feel more comfortable and to calm down. So also think about that. Think about situations when you're alone and you don't have someone there to help you. Don't wait for that situation to come. Think about it ahead of time. What are you going to do if you're in a situation where you are feeling an anxiety attack coming on and you are alone? There's nobody that can help you. What are you going to do? The good thing is that we all have phones, you know, I assume, and we have people that we can call. So I would say that's a good thing to think of first, is who are some people that you can call? People that you know will answer the phone most likely. People that you know will help calm me down. So for me, my mom and my sister both really helped to calm me down because they both grew up with me. They know the things that freak me out. They know the things that make me feel anxious and just antsy. And for the most part, they know how to distract me and they know how to calm me down. So they are like my go-to people for sure. So find your go-to people. That's my advice for that. There are also other things that you should plan for just in case those people don't pick up. And that will be probably a more difficult situation because you don't have anyone to distract you, but just figure that out before the situation actually comes. Lastly, I know I said that was my last thing, but this is actually my last thing. Take care of your anxiety even when you're not having anxiety. So the best thing that helps me is yoga. I know I have talked about this before. I have preached this. Yoga helps so much. Again, it might not help everyone, but it really helps me. And I have a couple friends who, when they heard that I was doing it every day during quarantine, they also started doing it and they said it helped them a ton as well. So I would really try doing that. I do my best to do yoga every morning. I've been really not great about it in the past like month and a half probably, but I'm getting back into it and it seriously helps to calm my mind from the start of my day. Just, it sets me off on the right foot. It helps me to feel more confident when things come my way that I'm not really happy about. Like if something's making me feel anxious or I'm scared or whatever it is, I already feel like my mind is stronger and it can take on whatever it is that's causing me to feel off. Anything but like content and happy. So that is like my biggest tip, is to not only take care of yourself when you're actually in the moment feeling anxiety, but attack it even when you're not feeling anxiety, because your body is going to feel more at peace when you take care of it, when it's actually in like a state of happiness and just feeling content. Taking care of it there, I feel like, is so impactful. It's very powerful to take care of yourself when you're not actually in the moment freaking out. So yoga is my biggest piece of advice. Some people maybe journal every morning, just like get everything that's on your mind just out on paper. That can also really help. Or maybe drawing. If you don't like to write, you could also draw. I actually am right now kind of starting to transition from writing in my journal to actually like doing little doodles and like bullet notes instead. So I would just like play around with different things, because again, we're all different. We all handle our anxiety different, and therefore the treatments for it is going to be different. So yeah, it's just, you know, some of us are going to go to therapy, some of us are going to take medicine, some of us are going to count backwards, some of us are going to do yoga and just like do yoga all day long. My point is, we're all different, so don't always look to the person next to you and be like, okay, well, they're doing that, why isn't it working for me? If you take anything from this episode, please just understand that if your anxiety is holding you back from something, it doesn't have to be holding you back. It makes me so sad when people feel like they can't do something in life because something is hindering them. Something is stopping them from being able to do that. Try to look at it in a different way. Try to believe in yourself, to believe that you can make something happen, even if it's a little bit difficult. Find a way to make it happen. I believe in you guys, and you should definitely believe in yourself as well. You're all amazing. You're all so freaking amazing, and I hope that you know it. And I also really hope that this episode was helpful to at least a couple of you guys, especially if you're somebody that wants to travel. I hope that this was a little bit helpful with that if you struggle with the same things. But just know that it's not the end of the world if you are struggling with any sort of mental illness. It's just that it's a mental illness and you can treat it. And you guys are all super tough and so strong, so you got this. All right, you guys are all amazing. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode, and stay tuned for next week's episode. See you guys.